Leek Street. Leek Street in Bruges was a cul-de-sac so narrow, cars never scarred its mossy cobblestones. Every house had a niche above the door for a saint and a little garden framed by high brick walls. Carved into the back rampart, an iron gate opened on the wool canal. Now and then, a muskrat's head purled out of that green velvet, then slipped back into the water. The belfry rang a bronze quiver through the drizzle every quarter. Joachimke lived at number 8 in the only house with open curtains and no saint. He was 9, had a large hole in his tongue, and 6 numbers tattooed on his arm. They did this to him when he was a baby, he said. He couldn't remember if it hurt. I loved him so much. I repeated the numbers inside his arm every night until I fell asleep. Joachimke, 743236. It rained the day he said I could put my finger through his tongue. He shut his pale gray eyes, I shut mine, and he slowly closed his lips around my finger. Something guilty and deep made me want to cry. We were setting muskrat traps by the canal the first time he said he loved me. I wanted to play the piano for him or have curly hair and be beautiful. I was so happy. The muskrats were for his father, who made collars and muffs out of them to sell at the fish market. He always came back with something for Joachimke. Once it was a glass marble with a heart of green, blue, and gold. When Joachimke gave it to me, we were sitting by the canal stirring the algae with willow sticks. His father had told him that the heart of the marble was what the world looked like before the Germans. That night, we climbed the belfry tower to make the bronze bell ring with the marble. Up there, looking down at the brown roofs and fields of the world, we wanted to change it back to how it was and make it look like the marble again. We would set traps for the Germans, poke holes in their tongues, hurl their bodies in the canal, and all the muskrats of Bruges would feed on them, and they'd fatten, and then we'd trap them, and I'll buy you a piano, said Joachimke. We'll be the richest muff makers in Belgium. Then, with our marble, we tapped the bell as hard as we could and listened to its small sound float out over the canal.